This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Super fine. It's the delightful, joyous, victorious program. The DJV show is on the air. How do you like that, lady? Pretty good, huh? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here with me. I'm with you. We're all together to work our way through this coming week of excitement, of introspection, of buying inexpensive things, if you can buy them at all. Zoom meetings. How many Zoom meetings did we have last week? How many are we going to have this week to prepare ourselves for the end? Let's hope for that. Anyway, Dr. Fauci seems to think we could be reopen, he said, hopefully, next month. But, see, I don't want to put too much emphasis on that because it has to be intelligently done, and it isn't like in California, Jennifer, where they had that big party and six people were shot. The defiance. California is holding itself out there. Here we are. We're the biggest. We're the best. We're doing it right. I don't think they're doing it any bigger, better, or righter than anybody else is, as is exemplified by the. There always are going to be exceptions to the rule. And so, I don't know, would anybody get killed in that?
Well, there are stupid people. I didn't hear about that incident, but, you know, two morons who play for the Dallas Cowboys had a party with 50 people. So, yeah. You know, it's and one of them, I think it may have been Dak Prescott, but, you know, it was on social media saying, oh, stay at home, save lives, whatever. And they're out having parties, and it got busted up. There are parties happening all over. I think most people are doing the right thing and taking it seriously.
Yeah,
but there are some people who are who are extraordinarily stupid in all of this. So
selfish is a better word for it, I think.
I think the ones that we're hearing about are the dumb ones, right?
Yeah. Right. So, you don't hear about all the good people and good things that folks are doing to be responsible. I went to the grocery store last night. I went to Wegmans, and there were actually quite a number of people. It was about 8 o'clock last night. And the place was fairly busy. There were fairly good supplies.
Limiting the entrance? Because that's what they're doing at the Wegmans near us.
They're limiting it in the morning. There was no reason to limit it because there weren't that many people in it. It was the end of the day on Sunday. But they were the only ones open yesterday. Pretty much every grocery store that I saw, every food store, anywhere, was closed. I had driven around back and forth to pick up equipment at various places around the state over the weekend. And it was, again, not a lot of traffic. And every place I went, people had masks on. I had my mask on. I should take a picture of me with the mask on. And the attitude that people had was very good, very respectful. Distance at the Wegmans, there's a line, and they tell you to stay behind it. Use a grocery cart as the distance to be away from somebody else. Things like that, and that are putting a lot of things. We confront death every day. You look at the circumstances, as I said to you, the manager of one of the places that we're on in one of the radio stations in Hawaii sends me the numbers every day. So he put it into perspective. So far they have about 490 cases, a few new ones over the weekend. There are 40 people somewhat in the hospital. No new ones over the weekend, which is all a pretty good sign. The low amount of people who need hospital care is significant. And last year, the stats in Hawaii showed 637 people dying from pneumonia and the regular flu. And so far in Hawaii this year, there have been, 9 deaths, excuse me. So there have been 9 in comparison to 637. So people still wonder why we have gone to the lengths that we have. Well, I think one of the reasons that has become clear is because this could be a lot more dangerous than it is if people weren't being responsible. So that's one way of looking at it. And I hope that I was traveling around, driving around New York and, you know, staying in eastern Massachusetts, western Massachusetts over the weekend, listening to a radio station in Albany, New York. The amount, the back to what we're saying, I just don't like this word, but I don't know what else, ignorance, stupidity, listening to the people call this live local radio program, and the host I will not name, nor will I name the call letters of the radio station, but it just, it struck me, and it really struck me, because I listened to the program for about an hour and a half. All the people that were calling were regulars, all of them were old men, all of them had the same thing basically to say about the torrent of negativity aimed at the governor of New York, and it was pat, old, just old stuff that...
I can't believe you lasted an hour and a half with that.
I can't either. But you know why I listened to it? You know why I listened to it? Because I wanted to hear and see what we were really, you know, confronting in terms of, and I have heard this from some of the people, that we've lost a few radio stations because we aren't banging, you know, away at the other side. I don't do that normally anyway. And just what, this is what I just started with in talking about where we are here, the incredible changes, even though there won't be a lot of people who will ultimately die from this. There are a lot of people who are sick from it, but the numbers, you know, if you really understand numbers, you won't get a lot of understanding and perspective by using either news media from either side, if you will. God, I wish there was something in the middle of that would just was facts, facts, facts. But, it, you know, we have to amass the information as it's here and try to scull it out. And granted, some of the things that we're thinking and saying are based on our own persuasions, for sure. But in terms of sheer numbers, I have more information from Ken Kronhaus, the doctor, about the doctors who are looking at this, the coronavirus drug cocktail that he's been talking about for, what, 3 weeks now? How long has it been? 3 weeks, anyway. And the people who have gotten in the way of it, and how many people may have died because of the attitude toward this. There's the other side. There's the point I'm making in talking about the radio station is there is on the other side of this, the supposed science side of it, that has gotten in the way of, I think, some people having been able to use this or might have been able to use this and might have lived. That's a might have, it's a maybe, it's a perhaps. But you know what? Common sense is common sense.
But it's also the political nature. People didn't like that drug combination because Trump talked about it. And there was a story that he owned hydroxychloroquine going around.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why people get frustrated.
Right. That's why people get frustrated politically, because we can't even have a pandemic without having people throw rocks at each other. And it's, I don't know. It's very disheartening.
We're eating ourselves up. We are destroying the fabric and fiber. There are a lot of great things that are coming out of this. People that are standing up, nurses, doctors, first responders, all the people that are getting touted for being there. How'd you like to be a police officer and have to stop somebody and wonder whether or not they had the virus? You open up the window, there's no law that says you got to wear a mask. So let's say somebody
and a lot of police across the country have it. Like half of the NYPD has it.
Yeah.
And fire department, we have a friend who's a firefighter and he has it. And he's over the hump now, but he literally thought he was going to die. He started writing a will in his house. It was very scary. He's been a fireman for, I don't know, maybe 15 years and in Newark. And he suffered some lung damage because of smoke inhalation. Yeah. So he's a big hunk of a guy, and just he couldn't even breathe. He said he had to literally tell himself to breathe. It was that bad. So firefighters, police officers, but you know, and first responders and everybody that we talk about a lot, but you know, we're not talking enough about the people who work in grocery stores. They are on the front lines too. Every time someone is stocking a shelf in the grocery store and hears someone cough, I'm sure they're going through the same emotions that a police officer stopping someone in a car is going through. And you know, these are so many many times I'm getting, like, really tired of everybody. Now we need grocery store workers, and we need these minimum wage workers more than ever. And they've been dismissed completely as part of society in the past. And I think hopefully that change is moving forward. There has to be protections for those people. Most of those people do not even have health insurance. So I think I hope a lot of things do change.
Are your grocery store workers unionized? Or is that just a California thing? Because my grocery store workers...
Yeah,
I mean, they make a lot. They make a good amount of money at grocery stores in California, and they have walkouts and all that stuff. I was curious if that was
not
a national
here,
thing or a California thing.
Right before this pandemic started, the Stop and Shop that's about a mile and a half from us, it's our local store, they were advertising Help Wanted, and it's $13 an hour, $12 an hour, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not union. But it's just, I do hope systemically, and, you know, I was never a Bernie Sanders fan, we all know that, but this is kind of the stuff he's been talking about, you know? It's Medicare for all, a health system. Well, he's been talking about these types of workers for years, and it's documented. So that's the thing. It's like, well, maybe now everything that everyone said, oh, crazy Bernie. Well, Bernie wasn't that crazy when there are people that we depend on them
now. It depends on what you're talking about, what aspect of it. Those sorts of things, yes, they ring a bell with a lot of people because they are things that need to be addressed. There are a lot of other things that he said, has maintained, that got him to where he is. That is, it isn't quite acceptable to think about all of that stuff that he brought to the table.
Well, like I said, he was not my candidate. But some of the stuff that he's been saying, you know, it does really resonate right now. Can you imagine if grocery store workers just didn't show up or they were all too sick to actually go to work? People freaked out over a lack of toilet paper and Clorox wipes. I mean, there would be riots in the streets right now. They'd have to have the army come in and run grocery stores. That's how essential those workers are.
Concept, isn't it?
I don't know. I see how powerful government is, and I wonder if more people are just going to go, you know what, maybe this is the new normal. I mean, what we're living under is kind of what Bernie Sanders would like us to live under.
I'm with you on that one, too. There's way too much government in some of this stuff and not enough common sense or enough leadership. I'll tell you, some of the people, though, that are most ground up, the billionaires or rich people, I've seen plenty of examples of it nationally and locally, of people with lots of money stepping up, demonstrating behavior that is befitting of the people that Bernie is always cooking. So there's the other side of that, too. Oh, the money. There have been plenty of people who have given hundreds of millions and billions of dollars who had it to help the cause. And it's appropriate.
Yeah, I never agreed with Bernie attacking anyone who makes money. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so anyway, we'll see whether or not we think that things ought to reopen, go back to normal. I'm not sure that they ought to be, that the world will go back to being whatever normal is. There is a new normal, and I'm not sure it ought to. I think there are a lot of things that need to change, and some of them pretty drastically. So let's see where that goes. People and their attention to exercise, I'll tell you, that's one thing. Exercising and doing this. I'll tell you about what experience we had on the farm in the next half hour. Some of the police are starting fitness classes because they they can't go in the regular way to exercise. It's for a lot of us, though. Speaking of a lot of us are maybe going to get some checks this week or get some money in the mail. At least that's what the government says. But that's only $1,200. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from the government by having somebody from the Family Tax Service look at your prior year's tax returns? Family Tax takes your filed tax returns for the last 3 years, they analyze them. They are all experts from the IRS that are now working on their own. They know where the hidden credits, they know where the deductions are. And so if you've already filed, okay, no sweat. Call 800-262-0318. Make this call and get the money. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make $30,000-$35,000 a year or more, call 800-262-0318. 0318. We all know sooner or later we're going to pay our taxes, but why overpay them unless you want to? You want to help the cause, that's okay. But if you need the money, then you better call 800-262-0318. You can do it now while you're talking about it. Family Tax Service. Save $5,000 on your taxes. 800-262-0318.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when darkness was a virtue and the road was caked with mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Shelter from the Storm is the name of a song from Chris Martin. Actually, he's covered a Bob Dylan song, because that song originally was sung by Dylan. It was on SNL, and it was SNL at Home last Saturday. The acoustic rendition of this song, the first all-live, all-at-home episode of SNL. And earlier in the evening, NBC had played an old episode. Justin Timberlake had been the host of the show, and it was when he hit the five mark, number five, five times he'd hosted. And they had all other people that had been host of the show more than five times. It was a great memory of quite a good show. In terms of this show and this music, Martin had sort of a homemade set behind him, which was a nod to Grand Central Station, the stage that they've got there. Everybody, and now the star of the show, the host this week, and that's sort of a tribute to Grand Central Station. Martin delivered an abridged version of this song. The black and white video is also kind of reminiscent of the Dylan documentary "Don't Look Back." Martin recently participated in the Together at Home WHO Global Citizen Solidarity Session, where he performed acoustic versions of Coldplay songs and partially covered David Bowie's Life on Mars. Maybe 9/11 was the last time I felt like we were all together, Martin said, and how the coronavirus has unified society. Dylan, meanwhile, released his 17-minute epic, Murder Most Foul, adding at the time, stay safe, stay observant, and may God be with you. Shelter from the storm. Some of the other things. Chris Martin has, even by himself, he's one of those artists that have that unique, you know, if you had, there were a bunch of, like Johnny Cash, if you ever just sung by himself with these
guitars. Consistent sound.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
I think he has a really good way of covering songs, too, that they just sound nice. I mean, when they had that Manchester concert after the terrorist attack at that Ariana Grande concert, he performed a bunch of Oasis songs and other things, and he just sounded really great.
Yeah.
He always does.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, most people think he's got a nice way about him. I thought there were four or five songs that Coldplay has done over the years that have been pretty good pop songs. So that's the Chris Martin story. Time now at 26 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you, and me to focus on Leon Bridges and John Mayer, who have teamed up for a new one-off single called Inside Friend. This is... What do we think of this? Let's keep it at home, so home. It's kind of a quarantine song, yeah?
It's certainly applicable.
Actually recorded last year during an impromptu jam session between Bridges and Mayer. As I tell you, these guys get together. There's all kinds of music that comes out of it, sometimes never released, but it can be really good like this. Despite the song Inside Friend, it's actually... the concept for the music came out from Mayer and I. He said, I'm talking about Leon Bridges, joking around in the studio about what an ideal date for an introvert or somebody like myself would be. I tour most of the year, so I'd rather invite a gal over to lounge comfortably in the crib as opposed to go out somewhere crowded. Inside Friends stayed on the back burner for a while because it didn't fit with the context of my third project. But the current state we're in compelled us to dig this back up and finish it off. I hope people find it soothing and uplifting. What do we think, ladies? Soothing and uplifting?
This is a little more mellow than what he normally does. Yeah. But yeah. I love his voice. He just has... There's something about the tone of his voice. It's so cool. It's a little bit throwback, but it's modern, too.
How old is he?
I don't know. Late 20s? Early 30s? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sounds pretty mature.
I feel like I can nap to this.
Inside Friend follows Bridges' recent Texas Sun EP, while Mayer has at the moment summer tour dates with Dead & Company scheduled. So let's see how that works out for him. 28 after the hour on the DJV Monday program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Easter is a time to remember that things will get better.
We won't be sitting there next to each other, which we'd like to be, and soon we'll be again. But right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells CNN there's a chance parts of the country may be allowed to start reopening soon from the coronavirus shutdown.
You want to make sure you don't do something prematurely and precipitously. At the same time, you pay attention to the need to try and get back to normal.
But he warns that trying to get back to normal too soon could be disastrous. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot agrees.
We cannot open up the economy until we make sure that we've got all the health care controls in place. That means widespread testing, contact tracing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, The Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930 and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, and get your first year on me.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Moving into more of Monday, it's the lucky April 13th broadcast of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. A lot of good coming out of it. As I said, Dr. Fauci seems to think that we might be able to, work at doing things the right way for another month. Maybe there's something that social distancing and some of the other treatments will have done to allow us to sort of get back to business a little bit. Don't do it too quickly, because if we do, it'll happen that the same, we'll get back into the same hole. I think he said, but Ken said this also last week, normalcy will not happen until there's a vaccine for this. Vaccines are being tested rapidly. Hopefully we break down the, having the treatment is one thing, but the vaccine is what really will knock this sort of thing out. Meanwhile, people all over the radio, I noticed that John Tesh had a nationally, you know, he's got his program, that, what does he call it, an intelligence for your life, right? He and his wife and some other people that have been associated with him did a fundraiser on Facebook. We're going to do become a participant in a national fundraiser of the Independent Broadcasters Association, because I'm an independent broadcaster, and so are these ladies, so we're going to do that. I think it's not this Wednesday, but I think it's next Wednesday. I'm looking at details of it now, but they wanted to have one national program attached to it, so here we are. We'll do that, and it'd be interesting to see what, as I said before, we are very, very generous in this country. Even people that don't have it give. I noticed some people, little kids giving things. One of the things that will help us have a little bit more money, you know, the government thing is one thing, but people who are able to, that are driving around, driving so much less now. Price of gasoline here is under $2, went down 6 cents a gallon this past week. I think pretty much that's the way it is around the country, isn't it? Gasoline down to what is now reasonable.
Is that because fewer people are driving, or
no? It's because there's a fight for the oil that they when you buy the oil and ship it to the refinery, the cost is like $20 a barrel. So in fact, they're still gouging the hell out of you because the cost of the routine cost, the $20 a barrel, it breaks down whatever the cost is. Per dollar equals 10 cents on the cost of the gasoline. So you can figure it from there. How they really, it's pretty negative, so I'm not going to get into it. What I did find interesting, I'm going to go back to Wegmans for a minute and how people are handling the grocery store. I meant to mention this because it surprised me. They're mandating use of plastic bags. And I said to the checker, I'd like paper, please. And he said, no, we don't have them. And I said, why don't you have them? Well, because the company has mandated we use plastic bags. That's the plastic bags went out 2 years ago, especially with guys like you.
Yeah, but
so
the
why
problem,
are we doing
did he explain to you why they did that? Because even in Massachusetts and in New York, where there are laws on the books that should be rolling out against plastic bags, the problem though is in Whole Foods and Wegmans and stores like and Trader Joe's, people bring their own bags, their reusable bags with them, but they've tested those bags and those bags are carrying so many more germs than plastic bags.
Because you're supposed to wash them every single time.
Okay, so then don't let anybody. But why would you paper you can destroy in a fire?
That might be
plastic.
Just a Wegmans. That's a Wegmans thing, I think, because I've been offered paper or plastic every time I've been to the grocery store during this. They just have big signs up that say, don't use your reusable bags.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just can't trust that people are doing the right thing. I mean, I always use reusable bags, but until this, I never put them in the washing machine.
I didn't used to, but I have. When I go to California,
now,
I use them, and now we do in Massachusetts, they charge you 10 cents to a bag, so I have five or six bags in the car. I just bring them in and fill them up. But, yeah, I actually washed mine when I got back from California with the bags. I washed them. I just think plastic is a non-starter for me.
It's good that you washed them, because did you hear, to add some evidence to your theory that you've had coronavirus, Dougie, that there are multiple stories out that say that coronavirus has actually been in California a lot longer than people knew?
Yeah.
That it's
November.
Been around? Yeah.
Since
the fall. So, maybe you did. Yeah. My mom thinks she had it now because she was really sick around Christmas, but it got downplayed because it was when my dad went in the hospital. So.
Yeah. Remember, Kara and I, we talked about this last week, I think, how Ken theorizes that when I was sick going cross-country, when I didn't make it to the studio at that time, that I might have had it, even though it presented
itself. Well, I think Ken is going a little over the top on that one, because that was when you were already up. You were on the East Coast going to the West Coast then.
That's true.
And you were sick for one day, and you were just vomiting.
And it was food poisoning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You always like to make fun of my food choices. Wow, he's out.
Well,
I mean, that's what you said it was.
Yeah, I know.
I know you like to celebrate beating coronavirus because it celebrates your immune system. Think about this. Your immune system is ironclad with all the junk that you eat with all the expired expiration dates.
Well, plus my exposure to stuff on the farm and that all my life.
Yeah, so don't feel like you have to be coronavirus to let us know that, because we've seen that you eat fish stew sometimes. And
matter of fact,
gotta be rock solid.
I got some lobster bisque and some lobster pieces to put in it. When I went to the store last night, I looked at the label.
Well,
I had
okay,
to find
because it's fresh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. Yeah. And there's no gluten stuff in it. A couple of sports notes here: the NCAA basketball tournament, March Madness, the second of two big events for chicken wings, has created a surplus of chicken wings. Wing prices and production running in predictable cycles every year, ramping up for the NFL playoffs and championships in early February, and then again for college basketball's March Madness. But with society in lockdown, because of the obvious, tournament was canceled, whole bunch of wings lying around, now they've flooded the market. Ergo, I was in the grocery store last night, chicken wings everywhere. Giant national surplus of chicken wings.
One of my best friends,
died
so
nothing.
Fun thing to talk about. University of Maryland was actually doing really well and was expected to do pretty well in the March Madness tournament. And so, like, I went there, all of my friends went there. And so one of my friends who lives across the street, who are big basketball fans, bought a huge thing of chicken wings to, you know, make and eat when we had, like, parties for the tournament. And now they've just been eating chicken wings for the last month and a half out of their freezer.
Hey. So the other sports item, a lot of sports stories around, I was listening on the radio Saturday night to an old Yankees game from 2018, I think it was. It was kind of interesting to listen to it. The fellow that played for the, had originally started his career in the NHL with the Bruins, and then he went to play for the Edmonton Oilers, his name is Colby Cave, had surgery, he had a cyst in his brain, caused pressure on his brain, he died over the weekend at the age of 25, another victim of what is basically the style hockey, whack each other over the head, no matter what kind of protection they have. These guys have problems as they go into later life, like football players do and soccer players do because of what happens to their brains in all of this. And people want to deny it because they don't want to get in the way of enjoying a good hockey game, watching those guys beat the hell out of each other. And it's just, I don't know, it's pretty barbaric. And this again drives it home. 25 years. Making the point that these guys didn't have to do it. They sign on the dotted line. They put themselves at risk. They know what the risks are. But it still underscores what happens to your brain. You know, people that go through these things. Well, Tom Brady said he'd had how many events during his career? When he was talking to Howard Stern, he admitted to having all kinds of trouble.
Well, after Giselle kind of spilled the beans on that, when because Tom Brady never talked about any injury, really, and especially not any head trauma, and then Giselle made a comment about all the emergency room trips that she's taken with him, and then people started wondering, well, wait a minute, how many concussions has Tom Brady really had? So I guess now the cat's out of the bag and he's talking about it. But didn't he say that he wouldn't let his kids play football?
Yep.
Yeah. He has two boys, is it, or three boys?
I think he's got two anyway. Doesn't he have two boys and a girl?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But under the circumstances, hello. Ding, 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 ding. Food for thought. Today is Thomas Jefferson Day, one of the founding fathers, born April 13th, 1743. He held a lot of roles, as did a lot of the things that happened during our formative years. Excuse me, I coughed. The main author of the Declaration of Independence, I think, is the thing we hang his hat on. He was our third president as well. Wrote his own epitaph, highlighting what he most wanted to be remembered for, and it reads as follows. Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence from the Statute of Virginia, the state of Virginia, for religious freedom, father of the University of Virginia. So it's a legal observance, by the way, down in Virginia. A joint resolution approved August 16th, 1937, authorized the president to proclaim April 13th as Thomas Jefferson's birthday every year. Following year, President Roosevelt issued a presidential proclamation to designate the day, and presidents since then have made similar proclamations. So anyway.
I've always wanted to visit Thomas his house. Jefferson. I've heard it's very fascinating. Mm-hmm, me too. All of his inventions and stuff.
Yeah. Smart guy. A lot of the people, you know, we talk about being in the right place at the right time. And if you look at the astrology of when our country was formed that day, July 4th, and some of the other subsequent days and the birthdays of the people, it really was an amazing coordination, collaboration of people who came together at the right time for the right purpose. You look at the astrology of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the Adams family. That doesn't sound right in the modern
vernacular. Like, has he lost it? Uncle Fester. All of American royalty. The Munsters.
The Munsters, too. Yep. Speaking of the Munsters, Boris Johnson's out of the hospital. Yes, he's got his okay. He's in his country home. On the advice of the medical team, he will not be immediately returning to work. That's pretty smart. He was in the hospital for, what, 10 days or so? Intensive care for three days.
Just about a week, yeah. Well, he's also probably still contagious, so I don't think anyone would want to be around him.
No, who'd want to be around? Well, never mind. That's a political judgment. Okay, next up is the television report, Jennifer. What do we have
it's
today?
It's really good today, by the way.
Is it good? Well, I thought there'd be some good things that would be starting today and this week. So.
All right. Are you ready? Should we start? First of all, let's start with what I did this weekend, and that started in on the Tiger King. And,
you did.
Oh, boy. I did. And my new Halloween costume, I'm going to be Carol Baskin. I'm going to be Carol Baskin for Halloween, I think. It's going to be fun. I have a lot of leopard print and a flower crown. So great. TMZ is investigating Tiger King. That's on Fox tonight at 9 o'clock. Also, I know we all love Kenny Rogers. There's a biography on him on A&E tonight at 9 o'clock. Also, for music lovers, Merle Haggard's Salute to a Country Legend at 11 p.m. right after Kenny Rogers' special on A&E. And then a lot of stuff. Gosh, Songland premieres tonight, and I think I might actually watch this year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that a new show this year, or has that been around?
It's been around one season. It's a songwriting competition, and it's on NBC. This year, we start with Lady Antebellum, who is going to kick off the second season of this show as a guest recording artist. That's on NBC tonight at 10 o'clock. Also, for Kara, the Baker, not the Baker and the Beauty. No. For Kara tonight, it's The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart, where 20 musicians from across the country look for love in a brand new series on ABC.
Oh, that's at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be skipping that one, but.
The Baker and the Beauty is a brand new show that premieres on ABC. That happens
kind of
tonight at 10. It looks very cute.
Romantic.
And then, Celebrity IOU is the series premiere of that with Viola Davis and Melissa McCarthy teaming up with the Property Brothers. That's on HGTV tonight at 9 o'clock. So it's a big night of premieres. Yeah.
For those of you who have been nervous and you've been smoking more, maybe drinking more wine, I hope you haven't been crying on the kitchen or living room floor after you have a couple of glasses of wine, but maybe you have been affected by the virus by having your, the food and stuff that you're eating, putting in your mouth. That was a subtle reference, by the way, to Kara's being sad last week. I'm glad she's feeling better.
That seems like a good thing to continue to make fun of me for.
I'm not making fun of you.
Uh-huh.
Not at all. No, I think
we think it's sweet.
But yeah, it is sweet.
I call her Bridget Jones now, so it's just, if we're if we're going down this dark road, let's have a little levity here.
All right. Now, let's get rid of the wine stains, actually, and the smoking stains, and the coffee stains, the tea stains, teeth whitening, something that people are now, have more time to look in the mirror and really assess what you look like. We talk a lot about losing weight and getting healthier that way. So are you assessing your entire body and how you look and thinking, I want to do something about this smile thing? Well, we're here to help you out. Make sure your teeth look better than ever in just 5 minutes by using Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. All you have to do, break open the tube, swab your teeth, and 5 minutes later, there are two shades better. You keep doing that and they keep getting whiter. It's really a fabulous way to get rid of the problem. It's 800-208-1797. Get yourself into Power Swabs today. Save 40% and then another $10 using the DJV code. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs to whiten your teeth the natural way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour for Monday the 13th. Victoria in her usual perch, as am I, with a focus on some important technology items. Airbnb is offering some interesting items here for those of you who want activities at home.
Yeah.
Away you go, sort of.
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff that Airbnb is doing. And actually, Doug, this could apply to your farm as well. So Airbnb has now offered, they have experiences is what they're called. And now they are entirely digital. So people who are at home, like all of us, you can find these activities online. So the new Airbnb online experiences, they offer activities like bartending and cooking classes, virtual bike tours, farm tours, wine tasting classes, makeup tutorials, tarot card readings, even comedy shows and art lessons. And so this originally launched in 2016. So when you book an Airbnb, they would then give you all the options of things to do near your Airbnb. It's kind of they were really trying to become like a full-service travel agent in a sense. And there was lots of cool stuff that you could do, and you could know what locals were offering. And so now all of those people, and then some, now more people are joining on. If you are an Airbnb host, or even if you're not, you can join on now. And a lot of people are, because, you know, it's really the only way to make some revenue for a lot of the Airbnb hosts, since no one can travel. And these activities are really great. The whole family can do it. It ranges from just a few dollars up to $65 a person per activity. And so Airbnb says that hosts will still pay a cut of the experience commission to the company as they did before to cover service fees and things like that. This is essentially the way that hosts and Airbnb as a company can try to make up a little bit of the loss that they've suffered. But if you go onto the Airbnb site, there are some really cool things, some kids activities, because I know a lot of parents are at home really struggling to keep the kids occupied when they're not doing, you know, their distance learning, and lots of art classes are happening at home for kids. So it's a really great resource. Plus, everybody feels a little cooped up, so why not take a farm tour? Why not take a tour of a vineyard from Italy?
Yeah.
You can do all of that on Airbnb, and it's a really great experience and very inexpensive, very cost-effective.
Good. That's a great idea. Thank you. The folks at Google and Apple are collaborating on a controversial new tracking app for coronavirus. Let's get into that.
The Geek Out.
Big news. Apple and Google announced they're working together to develop a contact tracing platform to help officials track the spread of COVID, but it raises all sorts of obvious privacy concerns. What the two giants are proposing is interesting, allowing the Bluetooth in your smartphone to pass anonymous identifiers with any other smartphone that you come within a 10-foot radius. Later, that could be used to alert people they've been exposed to COVID. Now, back to the privacy part. There are experts on both sides expressing both approval and those poking big holes in it. Plan for a release in May. If you want to learn more about what Google and Apple are working on, we've tweeted links at the Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call TeleMed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
Up next here on Tech Talk is a focus on the Museum of Modern Art reopening its doors to the public. How are they going to do that?
No,
be online.
Before they, yeah, well, the doors are not open to the public, but they have decided that they're going to do free online art classes. And this is you can also take a virtual museum tour. We were just talking about things you can do from home online. And so this is, of course, if you've never been to MoMA, it had a massive, massive renovation. It was closed for multiple years. This is really New York's kind of crown jewel of modern art. The MoMA is it's a really very special place. And so you can do a virtual tour. It gives you access to all the collection highlights. And then now their newest thing is free online art classes. And so the new sessions begin every 4 weeks, and you can access previous content as soon as you enroll. The courses can be completed at your own pace. So if this is something that you've always wanted to do and you like modern art, it's a really cool thing to do. They have one of the classes that some of the samples of classes they're offering, What is Contemporary Art? It uses more than 70 artworks from the MoMA collection from 1980 to the present day. If you are a fashion lover, MoMA's Fashion as Design course focuses on the incredible impact that fashion has socially, culturally, economically, and environmentally. And so lots of access to particular garments and accessories and the designers and historians talking about it. And then there's also an in-depth look, one of the classes of materials. And this is a really cool one for me. I was an art history major, so I love this. But it features the works of Jackson Pollock, de Kooning, and Mark Rothko. And you can really go in-depth with all of their techniques.
Oh,
and it's all free, which is the best price.
Free! 59 past the hour. I like this program. This is the DJV Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.